USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Iran's president has promised retribution after the apparent assassination of the country's top nuclear scientist. Hassan Rouhani promised Saturday that his nation would respond to the killing at the proper time. Retired four-star General Jack Heen says the Iranis are likely biding their time, waiting for the appropriate moment to retaliate. He tells Fox News they still haven't responded from previous assassinations.
There's likely to be some retribution, not only for this assassination attack, but also the assassination attack on Qasem Soleimani a little less than a year ago. And there's really been no effective retribution for that. I think they have been on pause, waiting to see the outcome of the U.S. election and waiting to see what their options are before they begin any escalation, which could turn quite negative for them.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.